God my provider. In Philippians 4, verse 16 and 19, we read, "Don't be anxious about anything. Oh, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." We live in difficult times, anxious times, and life is a real struggle in so many ways. The heart of man is so often perturbed about the unknown, unpredictable future. But the Word clearly tells us, God will provide according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So many unforeseen eventualities may occur. Will our little cruse of oil run dry? And such countless stories of stresses and distresses. Will there be meal in the morning? Will God provide according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus? Oh, God has provided all that I have needed in the past. Oh, but the future looks so very black. Times are bitterly hard. Others are in despair. Can I really trust him in all things? Oh, yes. And my insurance policy is not fully paid up. How can I cope? And how can God cope? Can God really provide according to his glorious riches in Christ? Wealth may disappear overnight. Governments may introduce crippling policies. Health may fail. Work disappear. Friends desert you. Family betray you. So how can God provide according to his glorious riches in Christ? Just remember, from Genesis to Revelation, God slowly and gradually revealed himself to man. Oh, first, as the great creator of the universe. In the beginning, God created. Then as Adam's relational Lord, who visited his people in the cool of the day. To Abraham, he became Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. In Jesus, he was fully and finally revealed as Emmanuel, God with us. Oh yes, Genesis to Revelation. There are examples of God's gracious provision. Open any page of Scripture and you'll discover his glorious gifts of plenteous supply. His primary provision is his grace in providing against the coming judgment. For the wages of sin is death, but God provided us the gift of life. Life to all who believe in him. He not only forgave our sins at the cross, but he rose to provide us eternal life. But he has provided, oh, so much more. He has chosen us in him to be his children. And he has raised us up to be seated in heavenly places in Christ. God has given Christ a name that is above every name. And he has chosen us to be his bride, to rule and reign with Christ in his kingdom. And he called us as examples of his grace to the heavenly powers throughout eternity. This is not a figment of the imagination, but the facts of the Word of God. God has spoken, and his word cannot be broken. For thou hast magnified thy word even above all thy name. And you and I foolishly question, can God provide? Oh, indeed he can. Yes. He is our glorious, heavenly and eternal provider. That your faith, beloved, and mine is of such great importance to him that he permits life's earthquakes, relational volcanoes, situational tsunamis, so that in all things we will hold fast to him as our creator, Lord, captain, leader, friend, our beloved bridegroom, our one and only precious provider.